good morning on this brisk, fresh, sunny, beautiful morning. So a little bit, the way this works is, and at some point when I sit down with them, and when I channel, I write. So when I channel the message, somehow they're all integrated together. And many times when the three songs pop into my consciousness, I'm like, really? That is not, I have no idea how those are going to connect. But lo and behold, they somehow do in a beautiful, usually a beautiful way that even surprises me when all is said and done. This today is stop, drop, and roll. And we're not going back to elementary school and talking about when we catch on fire or anything like that. I had no idea what that meant. When Roger reached out to me, he said, oh, our theme is for January is around grace. And I need a title. And I was like, oh, shoot. And stop, drop, and roll came to me. And I thought, what the heck does that have to do with grace? I don't know, but I trust. Songs came. And I thought, okay, I still trust. and somehow they all wove together. Or inspired as I was as this came through. And I'll start with an excerpt from Bernie Siegel. One of his books is called The Art of Healing. It's absolutely wonderful. Choose Life. And this is an excerpt from that chapter. He said, I once heard a Franciscan monk tell an old story about St. Francis. Hard winter in the hills of Italy, and they had been making a long journey on foot. As they walked in silence, they contemplated their reading from the morning. Joy. Brother Leo turned to Francis and asked him, what is the secret of perfect joy? After explaining find joy, only to discover that they don't, St. Francis pointed across the wide snowy valley and said, suppose we go to that monastery across the field and tell the gatekeeper how weary and cold we are. He calls us tramps and beats us and throws us out into the winter night. Then, if we can say to him with love in our heart, bless you in the name of Jesus, only then shall we have found the secret of perfect joy. So Siegel continues on and he says, letting go of expectations and way as merely the next step on your path, you will turn away from suffering and disease and will walk in health and peace. When you can love the unlovable and forgive the unforgivable, you will be free. When you make the choice to focus on solutions rather than the problem under any circumstances, it becomes life-enhancing for you as well as for others. It's not a selfish choice, and it helps you to find nourishment.
Dark night, jaw tight, teeth clenched, soul not right, and eyes wide, heart pounds quick, breaths are the only sound, and gut check, suspect, train wreck is up in view, and this thing, this pain, is gonna have a talking to you. Sleeping might be the proper thing to do, but suddenly you're covered up with, isn't fair, and this isn't right, this can't be happening to me. Sigh on your chest, and we're told the truth, and words come, worlds fall, tears drop, and angels called in life. Time's a memorandum might be the proper thing to do, but heaven is forming all around you. Well, this can't be happening till midnight. Happening for your highest good is what lessons and blessing you and shake you, break and reshape you into something else entirely brand new. Breaks, slams, steel rammed, traffic jams, broken plans and loose lips, pink slips, short sails and doctor trips, and last dime, last in line, broken hearted valentines and white lies, morning cries, MRI. This is real, and yes, this is right, but no, this isn't happening to you tonight. Well, it isn't, my friend, no, no, and it isn't the end. Well, it isn't, my friend. Disguised as disasters to wake you and shake you, break and reshape you into something else entirely brand.
This is not real. This ain't right. There's no way this is happening to me. How often have we said that? I'm sure if we haven't said it out loud, at some time that has been said in our head. Yeah. In the middle of what we believe is our world coming to an end, so often, all we can do is look at everything that's happening to us. Yet, if we just simply change that tiny little two-letter word, difference, magnitudes of difference, that seemingly unmanageable world, because it's always happening for us, all we can do is stop and be grateful. It doesn't mean we deny what's happening, choosing to live through it rather than choosing to die through it. We're not desperate. We enter that place that Bernie Siegel described as merely the next step on our path. The next step, not the path, not the end of the path. It's just the next step along our path, referring to when he talked about perfect joy. Normally, for us to shift into that entanglement, emotions, traumas, dramas, victimizations, we have to stop and exercise gratitude to lovingly appreciate every situation, because it's temporary. Every situation is temporary. Stop. Sentence of the affirmation that I will offer to you is, when I stop, I see more clearly. With clarity, we can often next step on our path. Stop. There's a scripture passage that I will give to us from Romans 6:14. The very first part of it says, "For sin will have no dominion over you." For sin will have no dominion over you. What is sin? If you go back to the ancient language, the word for sin simply meant missing the mark. We missed the mark. And we can do that in a number of ways. So when we allow ourselves to react in a moment, generally speaking, unless you are really smooth, we typically react and we miss the mark. When we allow ourselves to pause, to stop, even if it's just to receive a breath, before we respond, generally speaking, it's a little more effective. So I would say it's drop. So we stopped. What could we possibly do when we pause? We drop. The second, perspective can change. So not only does our visual perspective change when we move from an upright standing position and we drop into our mental, our emotional, our spiritual, our intellectual, all those perspectives change when we just physically shift and drop into that reverent space. Drop. Verse 14 says, since you are not under law, since you are not under law, we are not ordered or bound or obligated to any experience, period. That experience doesn't us of absolutely any joy. All those things are things that we choose to do from an experience. We are observers. If we can remember that we are simply observers to every experience, then every experience becomes an opportunity. When we drop to our knees, metaphorically or otherwise, we find ourselves in perfect harmony with life happening for us. Maybe our fists release a little bit. Maybe our heart expands. We stop and we drop. So with that idea of dropping, I'm going to invite you into a meditation. So if you're comfortable to uncross and get comfortable in your seat and simply get in touch with your breath, that force moving through you, invigorating you, enlivening you, keeping you in your body, keeping you here on this beautiful, beautiful planet that we are privileged to be on. And feel that moving through you. And I invite you to bring into your consciousness experience a specific time in your life where you dropped to your knees, whether you had to do it. What is that one thing that comes to consciousness that made you want to drop to your knees? And it can be in fear, embarrassment, celebration, relief. What is that thing? Step out of your body and look at yourself experiencing that moment. Remove yourself from the emotions of that. The emotions. And now that you have been through it and you are through to the other side, I invite you to walk over to yourself and bend down and whisper in your ear. Next. I know that you're really torn right now, but trust me, this moment that you dropped, that you chose to let it go and surrender to what is happening, this is the moment that it will shift. You are going to get through this. Seeds that are being planted, because I know the lessons and the blessings that you are going to take from this experience. And let me tell you, you are going to be transformed. Not only for your own growth, but this experience is going to help you relate to others going through something similar, and you are going to help heal. Yourself to thank the experience for showing up, for showing you the path, that it's not the path itself, it's not the end of the path, it is just your next step.
There's a way of making you drop down to your knees. Breaks your dreams down to nothing more than what you think you need. And time has a way of picking up the pieces from the cracks. If you open up your eyes and just let it all shine. Oh, it's amazing, it's amazing, it's amazing, ain't it? All the love in the world was enough. When the grasses were green and the flowers, yes. Well, the lilies and the jonquils, the rice flour paper, you could see right through. It reminds you of that thin little veil that floats between me and you. Thank you. making you drop down to your knees. And your cast of characters, they find their way into your story just when you need to remind you and to bind you to the path that you already see. And that thin little veil disappears and melts into you and me. It's amazing, ain't it?
So before you leave yourself, whisper that reminder, this is all amazing. I know you may not be able to see through it right now, but trust me, this is all amazing. Before you come back into the room, thank this experience for showing up in your life. Thank it for showing you, for not defining you for the rest of your life, but just shifting you into a new being that you are today. Get back in touch with your breath. Feel the energy suspending you in this beautiful body. Feel the seat under you, the floor under your feet. And when you're ready, I invite you to open your eyes into the room. Perfect joy. When we realize and we recognize that that perfect joy is within us, everywhere we go, everything that we see, and we're seeing a lot these days, everything that we feel, everything that we do. When we joy, grace simply follows us. We don't have to attain grace, and we don't have to strive for grace. Grace simply pulls us into the upward spiral of life as it unfolds. We're rolling now. We're rolling. The third sentence of my affirmation for you is, then I roll with grace and inner strength. We stopped, we dropped. All we can do from here is roll on out. And it's interesting because grace has been a word for me the past 3 years, and I'm like, can I get a new word? And they're like, no. And this morning when I read through this, because it tends to come through the night before, and I've I don't know why, but it does. And so I'm reading through it this morning, and I was like, oh. So this next two sentences, I'm like, this is why grace is still with me. This is why my word hasn't changed. Grace is not a state of being. Grace is when a being transcends a state. When a being transcends a state of merely existing to allow life itself to guide them to the next step of the path. That's what I needed to hear. Maybe my word will change next year. Rolling. The last part of the scripture. So we just mentioned that we're not under law. The last part of the scripture, Romans 6:14, but under grace. Not under the law, but under grace. So can we see ourselves under a blanket of grace? In a safe, effortless, transcendent moment of perfect joy. In a place where the human enters love and love enters the human. Stop, drop, and roll. Here's what the scripture says. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. Isn't that beautiful? Stop, drop, and roll. So I'll send you along with this. When I stop, I see more clearly. If I drop, my perspective can change. Then I roll with grace and inner strength.
And how can I say anything but thank you? How can I say anything but grace? Cause everything in front of me is heaven. Every pleasure, every pain, every joy, and every heartache. And how can I say anything but thank you? And how everything.
that going. That sounds amazing. Thank you.